Hi there. The word for you today is when fatigue threatens you. In Mark 1 verse 37, we read they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Brenda Jank identifies guilt as the driving force behind much of her weariness, and I quote, "Every guilt-driven yes means a no to something important. Every day holds 24 hours, and as gifted as we are at multitasking, there are concrete limits to what you can get done in any given day. We routinely shortchange the top priorities of our lives. We're irritable and impatient with those we love. We forfeit our need for sleep. We pass through many days oblivious to the presence of God." Can you relate to what she said? I can. When word got out that Jesus had healed Peter's mother-in-law, a crowd gathered, and he ministered to them late into the night. Early the next morning, when he slipped away to a quiet place to pray, the disciples went looking for him. The Bible says, quote, "When they found him, they exclaimed, 'Everyone is looking for you.'" But note Jesus' response. He said, "Let's go somewhere else." He chose to be spirit-led, not guilt-driven. Before assuming you've been called to meet every need that arises, it's okay to say, "Let me pray about it and get back to you." Then pray, listen carefully, and make your decision based on how you answer this question. Will saying yes to this request mean having to say no to something else that's important? It's essential to recognize what you've been called to do for the season of life you're in. And that takes honesty, humility, and courage to follow through. When you face a situation you know is going to put you on overload, even if you're willing to pay the price, are you willing to commit your family to pay it with you? Think about it.